inform, inspire, empower. This is Sky 99.5 FM. To Dion Green on Sky 99.5 FM.
Right here on Sky 99.5 FM. Dion Green is my name, holding it down for the lady caller. Definitely a privilege to be here with you on a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Monday morning. It's a thing that we can always count. It's the 9th, and I know that today is somebody's birthday. So if you're celebrating your birthday today, let me say happy birthday to you. If you're celebrating your anniversary, then I hope you're going to have a beautiful, beautiful day today. Oh, the sun is on his way. You sure about that? And so the mercies and the grace of God is on his way as well. We're definitely sure about that. You've opened your eyes. You got your stretch on. You got your yawn on. That's right. And you're ready to go for a new day. So we definitely want to thank God for his goodness. We want to thank him for his mercy. We want to thank him for his love. We want to thank him for his grace. As we get ready for this new day. I know it's Monday, you know, so some people some people don't like Mondays. You know, you just came out of a beautiful weekend, you know, you got your rest, you know, you get ready to start, and then Monday comes around, you gotta go back out. But then again, there are some of you are very excited about the Monday morning. I know you are. You just want to get out of the house, right?
This is what it says.
So I say good morning to you. If you're just joining us on Sky 99.5 FM, my name is Dion Green, and we are going through this day. Today is going to be a great day. Today is going to be a day of victories. Today is going to be a day that you have claimed the victories of God. That's right. You know you claimed the victory, right? Yes, man, because you know who you are. You're the child of the King. You're not just an ordinary individual, man. You're a child of the King. You were bought with a price. Not of silver or gold. Not the blood of goats at all. But with the precious blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So then we walk not in the flesh, but we walk in the spirit of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. That's what we do. That's right. Right here on Sky 99.5 FM. You need to wake somebody up. Hey, it's time to get up. And let's start this day. I know you're up. Some of you are still pulling the sheets, you know. Maybe on a second dream. Time to get up. Let's go.
You are listening to Dion Green on Sky 99.5 FM.
I want to get the Christian perspective from you. As we definitely go into Monday. It's a beautiful day, isn't it? When I was heading up here this morning, I definitely saw beautiful sky. People were on their way. You know, at 3 o'clock, what time do you people get up? 3 o'clock, I saw a man cutting on some grass at the side of the road. At 3 o'clock, this guy don't sleep. Do you want to say good morning? All right, give me a shout. Because it's definitely something I need to know. Because you know, Monday mornings go right. And not only on Monday mornings, you know, as we get up and we go through the day, sometimes there are things that we definitely don't look forward to, and then there are things that we do. Sometimes you're heading to work and there's someone there who stresses you out. There's a level of negativity that normally this person exerts. Always on the gloom and doom. Sometimes there are people in your home like that, in your community like that. Possibly even in your church. You have all kind of negative vibes. Always on negativity. Gonna definitely. I want to know, how do you deal with those people, man? Because I am not a... I can't deal with negativity at all, man. Do you say, hey, hush your mouth, I don't want to hear that again? Do you say, hey, you're always negative, boy? Could you ease up on the negativity, please? Do you tell them that, or you're the very, very nice kind of person who says, yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I hear you. But you just can't deal with that, boy. So we're going to talk about a little bit about that in just a bit. So I know you want to call, you want to say good morning, you want to send some love, you want to send some blessings. That is all right. But I also want to know, how do you deal with negativity or negative people? Always. Give me a shout, 624-7729-625-2759. You can send us a WhatsApp message at 323-9950. That's 323-9950. And give us a shout, 624-7729-625-2759. I want to get your perspective, all right? Hello, good morning, welcome.
Hello, good morning, Good morning.
Good morning, my lady. How are you doing today?
Great, all right.
Oh, beautiful.
Nice
to have you, Jean. How's your morning? How's your morning started so far? Oh, Jeanette, sorry about that. How's your morning going so far?
Wonderful. The weather looks kind of bleaky outside, but it's cool and nice this morning.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. That's nice to have you.
I just shouted to the sky from this morning. I want to tell each and everyone good morning, Miss La Hakata.
Yes.
Miss Janice and Melanie. And Miss Allen and Mova and her son.
Oh,
and also Mr. and Mrs. Emmanuel and our special man this morning, Mr. Santa Cruz this morning.
I
want to say good morning to all the sky family.
Oh, beautiful.
And for them to have a wonderful, wonderful day. And you wish them safety by the grace of God to your family.
Thank you.
Hold on 1 minute,
Jean. Sure, no problem.
Good morning, Dion.
Good morning, Jean. How are you doing?
I'm blessed.
Blessings.
Good to hear a good voice this morning.
Oh, blessings. Nice to hear from you as well.
Yes. Well, Jesus already shout out all the Sky family, all who is listening here this morning.
Yes.
And I want to send out birthday greetings this morning to a very special woman in Lavender Hill, Parsley Street in Lavender Hill. Her name is Liz. Miss Liz. Skeets. It's her birthday this morning, and I want to wish her all the best. I want to tell her this morning, may God continue to bless her and let nobody steal her joy today.
Nice, man.
Enjoy
I like that.
Her day immensely.
Oh, beautiful.
Coming from Gina and Jeanette and all the sisters and brothers from the Maranatha Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Oh, beautiful.
Wish her all the best this morning. And I also want to tell Mr. Sanders, who's good morning this morning.
No.
And wherever Carla is this morning. Carla, good morning.
Oh,
I hope he is listening to the Sky Radio this morning. A special, special morning to my friend and to our friend Carla this morning. Carla G. You have a blessed one.
Thank
Dion,
you.
And you do reach home safely.
Thank you so much, my lady. God bless you real good.
Bye-bye.
Hello, good morning, welcome.
Fires and brimstones everywhere, fires and brimstones everywhere, fires and brimstones on all your households, guys. Carla G, your campaign march for church should be more than an hour, and we got 90 minutes.
All right, I'm not too sure what's going on there, but thank you very much. You can give me a call, 624-7729-625-2759. Hello, good morning, welcome. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
You sound very soft, very, very soft.
I don't know why.
All right.
Are you hearing me now?
Yes, I'm hearing you much better now. You go ahead.
Okay. Good morning to you, Mr. Dion Green.
Good
welcome
morning.
Again.
Thank you so much.
I pray that Lady Carla and Mrs. Mahon, I hope they're okay. Maybe he's going to take over the next shift. I don't know. But blessings to the Sky family. Blessings to Mistress Andrews, Mr. McKenzie, Mrs. Sonny San Fernando, Mrs. Whiteman, Mrs. Enum, Denny, blessings to all, and I pray that God give all, grant all favor and blessings in this new week, and may the good Lord take care of everyone as we go about our business, and take care of us, and help us, and watch us. And as you say, how do you deal with a person?
Yeah, how do you deal with negativity, man? Because that is something that could definitely spoil your day.
Amen. Amen.
How do you deal with that? How do you deal with that negativity? You start your day right, you got up, you say your prayers, you know, you had your favorite tea, you know, your breakfast there, everybody's on his way, and then you bounce up negativity somewhere in a taxi or in a store or at work. How do you deal with that?
Well, I just will try to talk and talk to them.
You try to talk to them? Right.
You might get the message coming across and you will say, well, okay, pray about the situation or even pray with them.
Right.
Or you may say a silent prayer for them, Lord. Cover them with the blood of Jesus.
So hold on. So you're gonna, somebody gives you some negative vibes, you know, and then you say, hey, could I pray with you right now? That's how
yes,
you do it?
Yes, I will do it there and then.
You think it works? Have you ever done it? Has it ever happened to you?
Yes. I think it comes naturally to me sometimes. You know, okay. Some people say something and I start to pray immediately.
So you pray like so somebody gives you some negative vibes. And right then and then you start to say, Jesus, I want you to deal
make
with this situation now.
There seems to be no way.
Oh,
lift the oppression, the depression, the anxiety, whatever is bothering. Give
wow.
that victim a good, godly knowledge, wisdom, understanding to face the situations in their lives.
So that is mid-conversation when the person is the person is talking, or you say, can I pray with you, please? And they say, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I will say it while in talking to them. I will just say, Heavenly Father, can you help this person, and I will say the words I just say to you.
Oh, okay.
And in Jesus' name I pray, amen. I mean, thank you, Lord, for helping this person.
When you did it, what was the result that you got?
Well, they accepted the prayer, or they were accepted the prayer at some point in time, and they will go on, I suppose, because I know if you pray and ask in Jesus' name,
yes.
He'll call on you in the day of trouble and he'll hear an answer. So I will call on him,
yes.
Say, Lord, I'm calling on you for this person, and I know that God will help them in some way.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for sharing. I hope someone is listening and we can use that.
Beg your pardon?
I said, I hope someone is listening, and I myself am going to try that one of these days.
Well, don't you do that?
No, I mean, at a point in time, I mightn't say, listen, could we pray about this right now? I would leave, and then I may pray about it. Or I may say,
even sometimes when they leave me, I would say, well, you know, continue, God bless them and teach them and help them, because we need your help. So, you know, and maybe at some point in time, you know, you continue to pray. Until you see them again and ask them, well, how things are, you may call them and find out, well, you know, if you know the person, you call them and find out how things are going.
Well, beautiful. Beautiful. I'm going to definitely try that. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome, Mr. Daniel. Have a pleasant morning.
Likewise,
nice
Ms. H.
Having you on the program this morning.
Blessings to you as well.
Blessings to you and favor with God and man.
Thank you.
And safe journey home.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. 624-7729, 625-2759. How do you handle negativity? You may go to work, you started your day right, your day is going fine, you know. And then soon as you bust the door, heading up in the elevator, or you may meet a security guard. How do you deal with that kind of negativity? What do you do? I really need to know. Hello, good morning, welcome.
God fires everywhere. So when you're striving for something, try for it lawfully. And all the households like eating and drinking tutus and shit.
Hello, good morning, welcome. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
It's caller from Nyaro, Veronica. Wait, yeah.
Veronica, how are you? Yes.
Big up, the Sky family, Mr. Santa Cruz, Carla G, Speedy Recovery, Ms. Jean and Jeanette, good morning to you all. Good morning to the whole Sky family.
Yes.
The announcers and everyone. And to you, Dion, a special morning.
Thank
and
you.
And this morning, we just want to praise God because he's good and his mercy enjoyed forever. This
exactly.
Morning, just have to go and do my chores. I want to just thank God for life.
Oh, beautiful, because beautiful.
This morning. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, good morning, welcome. Hello, good morning.
Very good morning to you, Brother Green.
Good morning, and how are you doing today?
Very good, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this day. For
yes,
this
ma'am.
Is the day that he has made. We shall rejoice and be happy and be glad in it. This
nice,
is Shanti from Shagwanas calling you.
Ah, Shanti. Shanti,
hi to you.
Yes,
and a blessed and a wonderful day to you and to all my Sky family. I love you all very, very much.
Mm-hmm.
It's Santa Cruz. Good morning. God bless you. I pray, oh God, that God continue to bless all the Sky family in this pandemic time. That hold on and
nice,
not
man.
Let go.
Shanti, I feel that you could answer my question then, because you seem to be a person of encouragement. So tell me, how do you handle negativity, Shanti?
Okay, as human beings, we get disturbed,
mm-hmm.
but we don't let that control us. We serve a God
yes.
that we can call 24/7 and say, God, this is in your hand.
Mm.
Give me strength, give me courage, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to deal with this situation.
Mm. That's how
right away it is get a little calmness
okay.
in your spirit.
Okay, so you mean you are talking to yourself when that happens?
Yes.
Okay.
We can communicate. You remember God reads heart, so we can communicate.
All right.
And we being a shining light, we have to know how to carry about ourselves. Sometimes the devil put these people in our way just to come at us. And if we let the devil take control of that situation, we go on haywire, we might end up losing that soul. Suppose that's that soul we're trying to win.
Oh, wow. I like that perspective.
Right. Woman. So we, as Christians, we have to be humble.
Yes.
You know, the Bible tells us we get one slap in one cheek, we have to turn the other side.
Yes.
So we, as believers of Christ, we have to humble ourselves.
Yes.
Because we should know the wiles of the devil. If Jesus Christ was the Son of God and he attacked you, who you? He will do it just to get at us, to be upset because we get up in a nice, joyful, happy place, joyful way when we go to work or wherever we go here in this city and come to our presence. But we have to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you. Blessings to you. Carla, love you wherever you are this morning. Take care, brother.
Oh, blessings. Thank you so much, Shanti. I like that. You're all cheerful. You have a nice vibes. You know, you woke up, had a nice bath, you brush your teeth, had your tea, and you're going on your way. And then Satan ups and tries to spoil your day. Hello, good morning, welcome.
Good morning,
yes, good morning.
Blessings to you and your family.
Thank you so much. How are you doing today?
Not too bad, Mr. Green.
Nicely.
I am calling for blessings for Mr. Santa Cruz.
Yes.
Mr. Sonny San Fernando, Mr. Maraval, Mr. McKenzie, to Miss Carla G,
yes.
Who is in her speedy recovery.
Oh, yes, for sure.
And my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thanking God that he wake me up this morning to see another day in my right senses.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Bless you, sir.
Blessings to you. You have a beautiful day, all right?
Thank you, sir. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
624-7729-625-2759. How do you deal with the negativity? How do you deal with people who seem to be, you know, they've had a bad day, things hasn't been going too well for them, and they definitely seem to project this on you? You go to buy breakfast, or you go to buy go to a store to buy some lunch, or dealing with somebody in a particular place of business, and it is just a negative vibes. The way they talk to you, the way they look at you, and how do you deal with that? How do you do that? Thank you. You can send me WhatsApp messages at 323-9950, 323-9950. Thank you so much. Good morning to Denise of San Fernando. Denise says, good morning, Mr. Green. I handle negativity by just going to the rock that is higher than I. Thank you so much, Denise. Hello, good morning, welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Green.
Good morning, and how are you?
Blessed and highly favored, be in the land of the living, and how are you this morning?
Well, I am alright, and I give thanks for a new day.
That is what we will have to give God thanks, because many of us are short of week this morning.
Oh, that is very, very true. So, yes. do you have
all the praise, all the thanks, all the glory belongs to Him.
Yes, yes, and Him alone.
Amen to that.
So tell me, how do you?
Good morning to all my family.
Right, go ahead.
All the announcers, first God Talis, feeling 100% better. Before the week done, we will hear her.
Oh yeah, man, for sure.
Drive after
for
God.
Sure.
I'm saying to the chef in Arima, I trust God everything is well with his mom and she come out of the hospital and she's feeling much better, but I'm with him. I don't know if everything is well. If he's listening, I trust God and his mother is feeling 100% better.
Yes.
But she takes care of his mom.
Oh yes, for sure.
God richly bless him that he's taking care of his mom. And I want to say good morning again to you, all my Sky family. Have a blessed and a productive day.
Thank you.
Safe after God.
Thank you so much. God bless you real good, all right?
Yes.
All right, bye-bye. Yes, bye-bye. Hello, good morning, welcome.
The man for all seasons, man.
Man.
And
the man
welcome,
of,
Mr. Dion Green.
The man of San Fernando.
Yeah, man. It? Bleaky in South, you, eh?
A bleaky?
It looks like today that bleaky didn't turn out, boy.
Oh, man.
And it looks like the sun want to peek out. Yeah, man. So, rap mechanic, mechanic going.
Oh, sure.
Mechanic week, my best morning. Yes, company time, really.
Ah, boy. That's the man. That's how you have to do it. That's how you have to do it.
I'll go and tune up next week. So I just trying to do one thing and done. Tune up and check out the condition, because the condition see people right next to him now.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, so I'm up early. But nice. You're lying busy this morning, boy.
Yeah, well,
then
because
I'm fast trying to get
shot. Yeah, man, because I want to find out.
Busy them ladies, boy.
I want to find out how do you deal with negativity, because I mean you start your day right.
Yeah.
You're going on your normal vibes, and then someone pops up with a very negative attitude or negative vibes.
Well, yeah, nah.
How do you deal with that?
For the past 20 years, I go through that, you know, and work.
Right.
Is that people that get, like, they're jealous of you, boy, how you get your promotion and things, and decide to bring you down, like, you know, kind of news, and I go through them things.
So how do you deal with it?
Well,
20 years,
you know? Thank God I'm a Christian, I'm born again, because I just put God in front, you know.
Well, how do you do
I
that?
I just left them in the hands of God, me crawling and fighting, and things just work out.
So give me a scenario. So they come to you, and their attitude has
they
changed towards
to
you.
They go to my bosses, and carry all kind of news, but negative news. For instance,
yes.
You know, I like car, I get my little virus and but it's a cold. I go take my sick leave. Then we go and tell the bosses and them how they see me liming all about the place. which is not true.
Right.
So when the mark boss now, they call me up for tribunal and things, because they figure my license be at work. But I permanent, so I have one of my papers to show I have sick leave and stuff.
Right.
And you know all them fellas gone through.
They gone through?
Yeah, well, there is nothing wrong today. Just tell the tale, because you see, when you want to lie and carry negative vibes on your own brother, they're talking to you, you know, but they back, you know, they're stabbing you in your back a kind of way.
Right.
Not a kind of way, they're stabbing you in your back. You know, and you forgot it front, but he has worked things out, you know.
Okay, so just to be practical, when you say put God in front, what do you mean exactly?
Well, a lady just said a while ago, you don't worry. You just put it there and you do what you have to do. You do your job and you're ready. Because when I married, I tell my wife, I don't care about people. And to take that wrong. And then she realized down the road what I mean. Because people today, you can't put confidence in man enough.
Right.
You know, I put confidence in the Lord, and that is why today I can survive, and I happy and everything else, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because people today, they can't tangle us, you know?
Yeah,
so
yes,
you have friends, eh? I think you have your friends.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm listening.
Yeah, but what happened on drink today, you can't really put trust in man, eh?
Right, right.
So that is why it's harder to describe. But when you put your confidence in God and you continue going, you find your doors as wide as open for you now.
Yes.
All obstacles have to take aside.
All right, all right.
You see, like when Moses goes to the Red Sea, you see?
Yes.
Well, when you have God in front, boy, like you see, you just part for you.
Oh, boy.
You can go side and you can walk through that, boy.
Yeah, man, yeah, man.
When I walk to the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, boy.
Hey man, thanks. Hey man, that's the yeah man. Yeah man, blessings to you as well, right? Yeah man, that's the Christian perspective right there. Hello, good morning, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, my lady. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Oh, beautiful.
I'm here with your boy.
Oh boy. Well, I know that a person of your kind of your vibes, you know, you always have that bubbly spirit. So I know you don't let anybody jumble your vibes at all.
I'm trying to go and get up in the morning. Especially Lord, because I know the character. Uh-huh. I'm that good of a Christian, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So you're growing.
I'm growing in the Lord.
Okay. So how do you normally tell me since you're a growing person, you're growing in the Lord. How do you normally handle negative people? How do you deal with that?
Well,
at this point in time,
throughout my life, but I'm cool. So whether they see me, they know what to come to me with and not to come to me, respect to me a certain way.
Okay.
If I come into the office, I'm respectful and so on and so
right.
on. Now, I am not saying that people don't have challenges. Let me share something with you. I work for the airline, as you know. And I was doing reservations in the early.
Right.
And this particular gentleman, he called the line. The time he heard my accent, that man started to call me out my name. Go back to Jamaica, go back to Africa. He sent me back to every country where I wasn't from.
Wow, okay.
And I keep saying to him that he's in profanity. I'm like, sir, I am here to help you. So he cursed me again, I want to release the line. I released the line on him. Unknown to me, my supervisor was listening in on the call. And the seventh time he called me, I got out of myself. I said, I'll tell you something. When you wake up this morning, you didn't see my face, did you? So, pat down, calm yourself down, I'm here to help you. The only reason why I worked for the airline for 27 years is because my supervisor heard every call prior.
Okay.
I just said, Susan, listen. And I took that throughout my career, my life. She said, listen, that man pays your salary, one. Secondly, all you had to do was put him on hold and call a supervisor if you found yourself getting antsy and getting riled up. I said, okay. So moving forward, that now, every time someone called my, I got the call and they were disrespected or, you know, irate or whatever, I put them, let them listen to the airline music. I was like, can you hold the line, please?
Right.
And I do my stuff, I breathe, they come back, they start again. Okay, I'm still working on stuff, so hold on, please, please. Let them relax themselves.
Right, right.
But I don't tolerate bad behavior. I'm not saying that you don't have a bad day. I am not the cause of you having a bad day. Don't take it out on me, because I won't take it out on you.
Oh, okay, okay.
You understand? This has come in the office. And your gripe. Because of my character, the way I carry myself, is that you will not step to me. I've been chained up. So you will step to me with that type of vibe and all. Because I shut. I'll say, no, wait a minute. If you want us to talk, I can take a five and we can go and talk. I am not the one that's in charge. I'm not the one that's forcing whatever's going on.
Okay.
Let's talk.
I'm going to get back to that. We're going to take some more of that information, all right? Thank you, because you said a few things that I really like. So we're going to get back to you in just a bit, all right?
No problem.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
Inform, inspire, empower. This is Sky 99.5 FM.
You're listening to Sky 99.5 FM. Definitely want to get your perspective, because you're inside a Christian perspective. We want to hear from you. How do you deal with negativity? There are people who are, you may be there going through their own situation. They have things that they're dealing with, and they seem to project that on you. I'm definitely not sure why they may go this way. Some people say, you know, that's how people are. Hello, good morning, welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, my friend.
This is Pastor Mohammed. I want to say hello to all Sky family.
Oh, beautiful.
I want to let them know how much I love them and appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank all those that contributed towards Scala Vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Could they give me a call, please? It's very important. Those that contributed to Scala Vehicle, please give me a call at 343-7511. Mr. Santa Cruz, God bless you. Love you. Oh, my God. You are so neatly dressed and in good condition. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank God for that blessing. Thank you all for contributing. Praise the name of the Lord. Jean, I want to thank God for you. I want to thank God for Alma. I want to thank God for Denise and Jean and Bellman. God bless you all so much. Sidino, God bless you. Denise, God bless you. And I want to thank God, hallelujah, for you this morning.
Bless
you
God.
Seem to be so calm, so peaceable. God bless you.
Thank you so
I
much.
I thank God for Carla G.
Mm-hmm.
We are missing her. We love her.
Yes.
I trust God that she will make a positive decision in her life.
Yes.
Towards what she has to decide in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say concerning negativity.
Yes, please.
What I does, I treat them with love.
You treat them with love.
I treat them with love.
Mm-hmm.
And I always try to give them something positive into their life. I deposit something positive
you mean
into
Pastor,
their life.
Pastor, you mean as it is happening at the point in time?
Yes, at the point in time.
So how do you deal with it at the point in time?
How do I deal with it?
At the point in
time. If someone has a problem,
mm-hmm,
and they start to lash out,
mm-hmm,
I would ask God, right, while I'm speaking to them,
right,
I will ask the Lord for wisdom, divine wisdom.
Yeah, wisdom. Mm-hmm.
Because some people, all they need is just a little love.
Okay.
Some they might need rebuke, but you rebuke with love,
okay,
in love.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know that what you are doing or telling them is for their own good.
Okay, Pastor. Pastor, uh-huh, how do you? I'm sorry, right? But I just need to know, because you know some people out there, they think that there's only one option to deal with things, and I'm really glad that you're calling in, and for the folks who are calling in, because now a person can get a different way to deal with things, and the result may be different. So when you said you're going to deal with them in love, or rebuke them in love, how do you do that?
Well, I'm going to use a reference on my job, please.
Oh, please,
I work
yes
in the Ministry of Health.
Yes.
And one of the young men from the Reuben team,
mm-hmm,
gives a lot of trouble
mm-hmm
to the bosses, to everyone.
Right.
And one day, I came in, and he came in after.
Right.
And he came in with an event to do cycling, and he came in with the boots, letting go all this dirt into
right
the building. So I call him and I speak to him.
Mm.
And he, oh my God, he was on his high horse.
Right.
I call him into my room.
Okay.
And I said to him, I said, listen to me, young man. I know that when you all reach a certain age, you all feel that you are too high, too great, too strong for older folks to speak to you all.
Right.
I said, what you have done here is very wrong. And you need to listen when adults speak to you.
Okay.
I said, would you like someone to do your floor that? And knowing that it is already clean and people are coming into this building to do their daily duty, I said, you have to learn to listen. And when you listen, it will make you a wiser person. I say, and learn to take correction, because the Bible speaks about correction. Even God corrects us as believers. We are not so high and mighty that God cannot correct us. Yes, we do things, but sometimes we are not conscious that what we are doing is affecting others and making others uncomfortable. And sometimes we hurt their feelings. I say, you don't like others to hurt your feelings, so you don't go around hurting your other's feelings.
Right.
I say, I love you, you're a young man, and I appreciate very much if you could take a little wisdom, go into the school of wisdom, and you'll be a better person. I said, you will be a much better person, because I know deep down within you, you have love. I said, well, try to show it in a different way and a different motive. I know that young man looked at me and you know what he said?
What?
He said, thank you, Mrs. Mohammed. He said, I will go and clean it up.
Wow.
And he went and cleaned up his mess. And from then, every time he entered that building, he would never enter without looking for me to say good morning. And if he has a problem, he then comes to me with his problem.
Wow.
You know, sometimes we are very quick to get emotional, because even the person who has been doing or is doing it, sometimes are not conscious that what they are doing is affecting others and hurting others. So sometimes we need to draw it to their attention that what they are doing is bad. It is bad for them and their reputation, and it is leaving a bad reflection to the person who they are hurting. So, you know, and then I normally would give them a scripture verse or two and leave them with that. I often tell people, the more you hurt me, the more I will love you in the name of the Lord of hosts. And eventually they come down.
Yes.
You don't revive back and show them back this negativity or whatnot. Sometimes you just leave it alone, pray about it, and then go back to them when God give you a word for them.
Yes,
or when God walk you through with love. So that they could feel the love, because sometimes they're so accustomed with the violence that the people who they tamper with are also violent. So nothing to draw their attention or convict them that what they are doing is wrong.
Yes.
So we need the wisdom from God and the ability to know how to get the job done in the name of Jesus.
That's
and when we do that, the world will be a better place to live in. When we learn to live with one another and accept one another for who they are. They are. Every one of us is not on the positive side. With electricity, they say take a positive and a negative for it to work. We who are positive, we must learn how to use godly wisdom to reach those who are in the negative.
That is powerful, Pastor.
I want to send love towards all my Sky family. You know that I love you all and appreciate you all very much. And college, God bless you. Love you. I will talk to you today. Bye-bye.
Thank
God
you so much,
you.
Pastor. Thank you so much. That is the Christian perspective. I love that. Hello, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
When you say negativity, it depends on what you are defining as negativity.
All right.
Because if it is a Christian perspective that you're soliciting or looking for, you're speaking about a Christian,
right?
Christian people have listened for the most part on to this program,
right?
I would think. So what is negativity?
You heard what the pastor mentioned just a minute ago?
Not entirely, because I had the radio down to try to call him.
Okay. So she
I didn't hear the entire contribution.
Did you hear what she said as it relates to the young man and coming into the building?
No.
Okay, so she's saying that the young man, he gives a lot of trouble in the workplace, and he came into the workplace with a muddy shoe, dirtying up the place that was just cleaned. And when they when she started to speak to him about cleaning, about, you know, what he did, he went up, as they say, on a high horse. you know, so he's trying to defend himself, I'm guessing. So I consider that to be a negative response. Would you consider that to be a negative response?
Yeah.
Right, so how...
But that is really a minor kind of negativity, really.
Well, it wouldn't be minor. Well, for you, I'm guessing it may be minor, but if someone...
obviously, the surroundings, according to the circumstances,
yeah.
Mud could really be an atrocious type situation. But what I mean, in terms of what the sort of persecution and correction or whatever the case may be that Christians are really supposed to expect, the minor trivial issues of human imperfections, not these things that you really make them, you make a big deal out of it, really.
What would you consider to be minor and trivial? How do you
sort of things that people get angry with each other for? And I'm saying, when I say people, I'm speaking about people who are non-Christian,
right?
About Gentiles, you know, they fight over things. They get to the point of bitterness. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it even gets to violence. Death, you know, could even result at times.
Mm-hmm.
Those, and you, when you look at what it is about, those are not the sort of things that God has told us to make an issue of.
But definitely, and but as a Christian person living in this world, there are persons under the banner of Christianity who get upset for things, and they get definitely angry, and they deal with things in a particular way. And so we're saying that as we are on this journey of this Christian life, that there are things that we deal with, maybe at a point in time, respond differently because of certain things that are happening with us. So when I speak of negativity, and you know, sometimes you get up in the morning and you're going to work, or you reach to work and there's an individual there who is definitely always at the throat of different persons, you know, and how do you deal with it as a Christian person when you get to that point, or you go to buy something and the cashier, or you meet a guard that is very rude? How do you deal with that as a Christian person? You are a person.
But you can't. Mm-hmm. But you can't get into a sparring match over a rude attitude.
Right.
You're a Christian. The reason why they have that attitude is because Christ. You should be more inclined to reprimand one who is a Christian and in such behavior. You
know? Okay.
That behavior is either a sign of underdevelopment, or they're not biding their, their tongue, as the scripture I've pointed out.
But
these sort of behaviors, you kind of pretty much expect that from Gentiles, because that's what makes them Gentiles.
So you don't expect that from a person who's under the ban of Christianity?
No, not very well. We have to understand that these things happen, but they shouldn't. We should always be in expectation that it should not be happening.
It does.
And that's the reason why the higher expectation is that will come from non-Christian.
Right.
You know, so,
but the reality is, it comes from us as well.
Well, it shouldn't. It shouldn't. And that's
no, definitely shouldn't.
That's why the reprimand becomes so important, because you are reprimanding somebody who is saying something that is just, or they may be using obscene language, which is what you shouldn't really expect from a Christian.
That's right.
Even though I actually saw people doing that before, but if you were to tell the non-Christian,
yes,
a person who doesn't subscribe to God, well, you know, you are not the first, because God is looking at you. You may put yourself in a position to be cursed even louder,
right?
And more opportunity to be cursed, because they don't care about God. But the person who has a care for God, you have a better opportunity to lay conviction upon them. But listen, you're stepping out of line.
Right.
You follow?
Yes, exactly.
So, this is why the scripture told us to rebuke one another.
Mm-hmm.
Who is one another? One another is not a non-Christian.
Right.
So, you rebuke them, maybe if it is your professional responsibility in your job, as the case may be.
Right.
Or among your relatives.
So what? Just to understand what you're saying quickly, you're saying that if it is a non-Christian person, that you don't say anything to them.
Well, not don't say anything, but as much as you can turn away from the unnecessary.
Okay.
Yeah, because it goes to nowhere.
Okay.
It is a very little or no value because
okay.
they don't recognize Christ. They need to recognize Christ to even value the correction.
Well, I'm sad that you missed the contribution that Pastor shared, and I would have loved for her to find out if the young man who she spoke to was a Christian young man, because after she spoke with him, it seems that clearly his whole outlook of how he dealt with things changed. You know, so if he I'm saying as well, the possibility of someone who is under the ban of Christianity, when they speak to a person that you consider Gentile, that it does have an impact on them, just the way that you deal with things. So if there's a person who seems to be, you know, they may not be under the ban of Christianity, but you as a Christian person does mention to them, hey, you know, I love you still, but the action that you took or the way that you behave, it is unnecessary. Do you think that even that will go a long way? Or you think you should just, you know, they get angry, they respond to you a particular way, and you just suggest just leave them alone?
That is an individual decision. That,
okay.
That cannot be a blanket method of operation.
Okay.
It depends on the circumstance, the particular person, the mindset, the temperament of the individual that you're dealing with.
Right.
That a few words of correction, a few words of reprimand, whether you use it in a polite manner,
yes,
if it is appropriate to the mind that you're dealing with, a polite correction is obviously going to go a long way.
Yes.
Or the stubborn and those who would refuse, you may need a more harsh approach.
Yes.
Others, again, you may just leave and not say anything.
All right. Thank you, sir.
It's an individual determination.
Thank you.
Discernment has to kick in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate your input.
Thank you.
Man, God bless you. Hello, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, Steve. It's me again.
Yes.
All right. I'm listening, I heard Pastor Muhammad said and all that. Mm-hmm. That's a typical ideal situation.
Right.
But we're in the real world.
Wait, hold on. That is not a real world situation.
It is. Mm-hmm. But see, come on, there are people, mm-hmm. they do things, and no matter how you come across to them,
mm-hmm.
they don't wanna hear you. And sometimes especially if they know you're a Christian, they tend to try you as it were.
All right.
Right? Now, just to wrap up what I was saying about the experience of this passenger, right? Mm-hmm. When when I came out of my face with him, and I said, you know what, I'm going to release this line. And again, when he called back, he got me.
Right.
I took a breath. And I said, sir, listen to me. I am here to help you. I said, I know what's going on. Right? I said, what you is, I turned the whole situation around on him.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just after September 11th.
Right.
I said, it seems as though you're threatening me. And if with this type of behavior, when you go to board your flight, I am hearing that my colleagues at the airport, you know, they do the same thing to them.
Mm-hmm.
I said, would you like me to put you in the no-fly zone list? And that's what I had to calm down. He can't know.
Right.
I said, because you need to stop. I said, I don't know what's going on with you. I'm here to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at your reservation and see how best I can resolve this for you.
Right.
Do you know when we were done, I had a best friend.
Ah. Okay.
Because I looked at the reservation, I saw the issue at hand.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent, no, with in this case, with business aside, I don't know if you know, I can't take anything from the passenger, from customers.
Right.
That's a protocol.
Of course, yes.
So I had to forward his look. He said, I need to give you a recommendation. I want to study this. I said, listen, I can't receive it.
Go ahead.
Can I speak to his supervisor? I said, no problem. He sent chocolates to me, sent flowers, and I got a recommendation and a letter.
Mm-hmm.
And that situation has curbed my entire career. Okay, I don't tolerate bad behavior, be it Christian or non-Christian. Mm-hmm. Yes, if something is going on, I pray and ask God for wisdom to deal with the situation. But for most times, mm-hmm. people don't want to hear you. They come with their bad behavior, bad attitude, and they don't want to hear you. And they might come and say, well, you don't want to like this. There's an example for the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God, it worked out.
Yes.
But how many times can people call and say, this is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had some kind of funky behavior early morning, and it will speak with them and resolve it and calm down. And I don't believe many people
Well, you know, if you recognize so far, the calls that we have been getting, we're waiting for that person to hear that it didn't end well. But right now, so far, the calls that I've been getting from yourself and from the pastor, it seemed to have worked out well. You did not respond negatively. It seemed that you responded to the person by saying, you know, let me help you. Let me ask you something, Suzanne. Something that they taught you how to deal with, or is that your personality? If it was Suzanne dealing with that man.
If it was Suzanne would come back and share the same way you came and say.
Did you realize?
I run up your chair.
You're an insect? You're easy? So.
Yeah, listen. All you do is listen.
Oh, I forgot.
No, but
maybe Linda will tell me.
The thing about it, though,
yes.
Because, and again, I remember two of my supervisors listening to the call,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And
did you know that your supervisor was listening to the call?
No, because I was just in the first 6 months of starting my career with the airline.
Oh, okay.
And I took this funky because of a trendy go there, Trini.
Mm-hmm.
You come and come out your face and call me up by name. Okay. Are you serious?
Okay.
So, again, that part of me, it's not because I stopped on him. I said, listen to me. When you wake up, you don't see me later. What's your problem?
So, is it that the method that they taught you, it worked?
Yes, it worked.
Okay,
you
okay,
know,
okay.
Calm down, take a breath, step back.
Okay.
And if you think you're getting beyond yourself, you mm-hmm. can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who are trained
beautiful.
To deal with situation like
beautiful.
This.
So you had an option. And you had options.
I had options.
Okay, beautiful.
At the time, I didn't know
mm-hmm.
because I thought, well, okay, you throw me on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I have to deal with this guy. And for some reason, every time I release the line, he calls back, he's getting me. About 7-8 times.
Oh, so what?
And I'm getting like, I was a strangler's friend because you don't know me. You're a customer of my mama, my papa, but.
What was your takeaway, Suzanne?
Huh?
What was your takeaway from that situation?
My takeaway was you step back.
All right.
And again, I understand that people tend to take out frustration on you,
mm-hmm.
right? But it's not you. And that's what I learned. When he came on the line, one, he was upset because his reservation was messed up.
Okay.
It wasn't me personally.
Okay, so
don't
you were...
Don't take it personally.
Okay, all right, don't take
and
it personally.
That's what I did.
Okay, beautiful. Suzanne, thank you so much, you know. Thank you so much. Because what you just shared, and what the pastor just shared, what the young man just shared, was able to help somebody who's listening that recognize, listen, you have options and you can deal with it differently. So we're looking for some more options this morning, all right?
Hold on.
Yes?
Right. Coming, I see you, right?
Yeah, you come. You come.
I pass and check
you. Yeah, you pass and check me, Suzanne. Bring the recommendation.
You like it.
Blessings.
Have a blessed day, darling.
Yeah, man. Take care. We have a guy just walked in here out of ask him how does he deal with negativity, but he's working. Hello, good morning, welcome.
Good morning, sir, how are you?
The man himself. How are you doing, sir?
Well, excellent too.
Nice man.
Man, Brother Green,
yes,
I'll tell you something. Mm-hmm. Brother Green, I'm not boasting. I'm an international counselor and I relate to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a no-nonsense man.
Right.
Regardless of what you do, how maybe that, I don't look at people saying or maybe think, because we, I'm a powerful man of God, to a prophet, and I would sin too, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But the thing of this is still we must face reality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Christianity is not a performance, you know.
Right.
It's a fact and an act, right?
Right.
When you be a Christian, mm-hmm. you decide it. And some many people don't understand what is a Christian.
Right.
Behind the ID sheet, go to church and say a Christian. Going to church is not a Christian.
Right.
It's a characteristics in your life
mm-hmm.
that makes you a Christian.
Right.
And yet for all the disciples, 3.5 years with Jesus, they still blundered. Eh?
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
They still blundered.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to have these expectations.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it, people using Christianity, hiding behind it for your own personal gain, for your own reason.
Right.
Now to relate with somebody who is sort of negative.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell Dion, a Christian does not have much friends.
Right.
You have more enemies than friends, but you have to even love them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the natural man cannot understand the things of God.
Yes.
Because it's spiritualism.
Mm-hmm.
So they're watching at you. What, Dion, what you would see in me and I would see in you, a natural man wouldn't see that.
Right.
Because we're looking beyond, right? The natural. And this is the big problem today.
Yes.
We could say we forgive people,
mm-hmm.
and we really ain't forgive them.
Truly.
Anytime you forgive somebody, you have to forget. But hear what the psalmist says. Psalm 1 says, walk not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Right, yes.
Or stand in the seat of sinners, and for your delight in the Lord. Now, there's an internal separation. There's a connection with God. Dion, this morning, 1 o'clock, I get up and I can't sleep. I have to pray down the place and talk to God.
Mm-hmm.
And not only getting up to do it, you know, man.
Yes.
It's like when you hear God apprehend you,
mm-hmm.
it's night and day and morning. Sometimes you're going in the sea of bathing, you're praying in the sea, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a call, a Macedonian call when God calls you.
Right.
Now, the next thing again, the options, what we are talking about, you have a free option. If you want to follow Christ, you say, if any man wants to follow me, deny yourself, pick up the cross and follow me.
Yes.
He never command you to follow him.
Mm.
Right. But I'm saying this now, here is the difference. Once chosen, always chosen, but once saved, not always saved.
Right.
Because it says it in Revelation, your name can be robbed from the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yes, raised, yes.
Am I talking right?
That's right.
Yeah, so when God saves you, he doesn't save you when you go in church, it's from the foundation.
Right.
Like Jeremiah from your mother's womb, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Yes.
The Elizabeth and Mary, the baby leaped in the belly at a very early stage. You could imagine how God dealing with them inside, yeah?
Yes.
In liquid form. So to make it short, we as Christians, we ought to help, but we are going to fall in situation too, because God is no respecter of person, and the Satan ain't afraid nobody, you know, is afraid what's inside of you, which is Christ, right?
Yes.
But for that to you to come out in you, it must be a meditation day and night, and Satan know that the person inside you died, but he ain't afraid you.
Yes.
You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
So all these things, that's why I say we got to be careful as Christians how we speak.
Yes.
What we say on the media,
mm-hmm.
in the pulpit. We got to think. Sometimes you talk to a pastor, look, something happened, he run on the pulpit and he started preaching
on Sunday. Yeah, start a preacher about
know?
It, yes.
You can't do that. There are people, if you are a pastor and somebody tell you, look, pastor, look, I kill a man yesterday and things, so pray for me. You will say, no, I ain't pray for you.
Truly.
You have to pray for him. These are the circumstances that we have to think. This walk, a call walk of God, when Paul went to the Gentiles and Jesus went to the Jews, it was a Macedonian call and he had to do it. So, yeah, I don't want to keep up much time again. No,
thank you.
Very
thank you
good
for sharing.
Program.
God bless you.
Yes.
Thank you so much, man. Have a beautiful day, no?
Yes.
Hello, good morning. Welcome. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, once again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Two callers before was saying that there are some people who are Christian
mm-hmm.
and they don't care
right.
what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
Only two types of people those persons are,
mm-hmm.
as I say, either non-Christian or underdeveloped persons who are not sanctified.
Right.
So this is why your discernment
mm-hmm.
is necessary
okay.
to determine the temperament
mm-hmm.
the level of development, Christian development of the individual, where the correction would be useful. So if somebody doesn't have a proper concept, or any concept for that matter, of God, or don't care, then your corrections will have very little effect.
Okay.
I'm not saying that you ought not to use it. Use any kind of correction if you are convicted to do so. But more often than not, Gentiles just don't pay attention to anything divine. They may listen to you because they like you, they may like your personality, they like your look, they may have some romantic interest in you. Things, a variety of things other than Christ that may lead to them accepting what you have to say, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they really understand and accept the correction.
You have you have a very interesting perspective, my brother.
I'm a Christian, it needs to be.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless you. What's your name? Did you give me one of them, first or last?
Could I give the area where I'm from?
Yeah, that's great.
Chase Village.
Chase Village. All right, thank you so much, man.
Pleasure.
God bless you. Hello, good morning, welcome. Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, how are you doing today? You can call me Dion. You can call me Dion, yeah. That's all right. Kala is great. Kala is great. She's fine. She's not ill, but she's just not in today.
Yeah, but just now I heard one of the caller mentioned about some contribution and finally.
I'm not too sure about it, but definitely she's gonna be around, so she would maybe clear that up.
Thank you very much.
No problem. God bless you. Real good.
Okay.
The Christian Perspective. Good morning to all you taxi drivers tuned into Sky 99.5 FM. If you're listening to Sky right now, just honk your horn. Yeah, man. No, I know the whole highway is blowing up right now. You maybe want to know what's going on. So you can just send us a WhatsApp message at 323-9950. That's 323-9950. Hey, good morning to Sister Paula of La Hocata. She says, a blessed Monday morning to you, Brother Green. So good to hear you this morning. Thank you so much. God bless you. This is the day that the Lord has made. We must rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms chapter 118, verse 24. Love you, brother. Love you as well. Have a blessed day. Hey, good morning to Jaden. Jaden, have a good day, man. Thank you so much. Yeah, man, that's Carrie Job. Talking about this morning, we want to know, how do you deal with negativity? Deal with somebody who is giving you a negative vibe, and you go to work, you meet them at home, your neighbor. How do you deal with that kind of negativity? I want to know. We've gotten so many different options so far. What do you think about it? How do you deal with someone who is giving you negativity? Maybe somebody at a store clerk, maybe the cashier, maybe your neighbor, maybe the taxi driver. I'll tell you about that in a bit. No, I have a story. I have maybe like two or three. Hello, good morning, welcome.
Yes, dear, the second bite.
Yes, sir.
Now, the referral, what the pastor Muhammad was talking about is the young guy.
Yes.
On a job, right? You ask a question, you don't know if he's a Christian.
Yeah.
Well, he's not a born again one, because if you had the love of Christ, you would never not do what he did. Mm-hmm. You know, coming in the office with his dirty boots and stuff like that.
But you know, hold on, Mr. San Fernando.
Yeah, I'm listening.
What about now, you know, if someone goes to a church,
uh-huh,
and they are baptized,
yes,
because maybe that's something that that we need to talk about another time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell Carlo about it.
Yeah.
But you know, this thing about a Christian person, and how do you define a person who's a Christian? Because when you go to a church, whether it's a crusade or whether it's in church, and you baptize, and you said, I accept the Lord Jesus Christ, and then you stand up in front of the church and everybody says, you know, we want to welcome this brother or this sister to our ministry, to this church.
Yeah.
Is it at that point that the person gets the title Christianity? Now, that's a topic for another day. But you see, the thing is, I want to believe, this is just my perspective or my thoughts, that a person under the banner of Christianity they too would have to will be in a developing stage. You know, according to the word, desiring the sincere milk of the word.
Yes, right.
So that young man could have been possibly been baptized sometime, but he is still dealing with and developing and still showing signs of you know, that he's still yet on the develop. Isn't that possible? Yeah.
It's possible. But see, you ask the question, how you define a Christian?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's why when I talk, I call it, I say a born again Christian. Because when you're born again,
right.
Because I was an Anglican before I got saved, you know.
Right.
And when you're in these churches, you do what you learn afterwards, you don't care, you go to your cinema, you go to your theater, you go and you drink your rum or whatever, you follow, you smoke your cigarettes and stuff. But when you come to the Lord, your whole lifestyle, behold, you become a new person. Right, so therefore you must define a Christian as a born again one that will do walk, try to walk the straight and narrow way. So therefore you will have certain traits in you afterwards, you know, you will know, look, boy, I come in this office and saying, nah, I can't come in here with my dirty boots after then clean the place and stuff like that, because it happens, right?
Right.
It happens on a daily basis, especially utilities and different offices and stuff like that. Because right. Clean the floor and this person come from nowhere and come and dirty floor and they care. So a born again person, he will think twice before he do these things. So that was saying, not everybody say that Lord, Lord shall enter. Not everybody is Christian. They just carry the name as Christian. The guy before was trying to show you that, you know what I mean? And right. You know that everybody say is Christian. We just have what we bandy about.
Right.
But when you know the Lord, is that different thing, you know what I mean? You know, look, no man, you're not supposed to do that. So the question you asked this morning, that is why you bring up in the workplace. You find half of your life on your workplace, you know?
That's right.
I spent 20 years or so on my work, my job site.
Right.
And there are people who you see, God gave a born again Christian favor on your job and stuff like that.
Right.
Obstacles will come, but he gave you favor, you know that. People that some of your workers will like, you don't mind just talk to you, but they're jealousy and stuff like how they're just moving just like that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
All right.
So therefore, that is how I define a Christian. God.
Thank you.
Is a different kind of mentality now.
Right, right.
And a person outside of the Lord. You follow.
That's right.
You try your best to do the right thing.
To do the right thing.
So have a nice day, man.
Thank you so much, man. Thanks for sharing. God bless you real good.
Yeah, man.
Oh, you can send me a WhatsApp message at 333-9950. That's 333-9950. Someone is saying here on the WhatsApp board, oh, Verna of Arima. Hey, good morning, Verna. Verna is saying, good morning, Dion. This is your good friend, Verna from Arima. Some people are talking to you. They are SDAs at this man from Chase Village. Okay, I understand what you're saying. Thank you so much for sharing, Verna. Now, man, that is important. That is important. The perspective of everyone is important. Just don't be obnoxious or rude. Good morning. This is Sharon. Hey, good morning, Sharon. Grandma Sharon, that is. From Malabar. She said, pleasant and blessed day to you, Brother Green, and to the Sky family. How I deal with negative things, people? I will, Father God, I can't deal with this one. She says, Father God, I can't deal with this one. I leave this in your hands. You work it out. And I give this to you. All the praise, thanks, and honor and glory in advance from Grandma Sharon of Malabar. Blessings. Thank you, Sharon. Hey, let me say good morning to Shay. Shay Shay. I love that name. Hey, thank you so much. Hope you're having a beautiful day. Like that name, Shay Shay. Take one more call. We've got the news at the top of the hour. So let's see. Let's see who's here. Hello, good morning. Welcome.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am okay. I'm
beautiful,
good.
Beautiful.
I'm blessed. I agree with Pastor Sandra. Pastor Mohammed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in everything you use wisdom.
Wisdom, yes.
And if and the thing about it is that you cannot give up on the young people.
Mm-hmm.
You have to try. And you know, she bear witness there, and
yes.
not only witness, she's a missionary.
Oh, beautiful.
And it's something that you cannot leave alone. Anywhere you go,
mm-hmm.
you spread the word, you see what you could do.
Yeah.
You have to help the world, and she helped that young man.
Mm-hmm.
You like a child, you can't give up.
Yes.
You have to try.
Yes.
You have to try.
Mm-hmm.
The fear of the Lord in them, you have to try. You
That's
have
right.
to use wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
You can't give up. Yes, and that is my contribution.
That is great. I thank you so much for that. Thank you so much. You cannot give up at all.
You cannot give up. You have to try. Faith is important to think so because we have to run through difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I have one,
mm-hmm.
and I know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it is about 18 years I still trying.
Mm-hmm.
But God good.
Yes,
I know
yes.
God good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thank
okay.
you. I pray that God's Holy Spirit going to break those barriers for you, all right?
Yes.
God bless you. Have a beautiful day. Yes, man, for sure. Yeah, man. Difficult son, difficult daughters. Difficult daughters, that is. Hey, good morning to Karen Richards. Good morning to you, Karen. She says, good morning, Dion. I was privileged to be a part of a program called OPT, which is the origin of the pain therapy. Oh, origin of the pain therapy. Oh, great. When a person is reacting to negative feelings towards me, I tend to look at how and where these feelings came from. Then I deal with the case from there. As my pastor say, eat the meat, which is the good, about the person, and throw the bones, which is the negative. Karen, and have people like to chew up bone on. And I love to eat meat. I hope Dr. Batson is not hearing you right now. I took that throughout out my life experience. And so, beloved, let us love one another, for it's a Christ-like character a need to portray. Bless. Thank you so much. Hey, we got the news coming up. So we're going to take... Yeah, man, we're going to take that moment. And we're going to be right back with more. The Christian perspective. How do you deal with negativity? How do you deal with that thing, man? It ain't easy. It ain't easy. But we're getting some different some ways. We're getting some options, all right? Hey, good morning to Armani. Good morning, Mr. Green. To enter an office with a dirty boot. The big man is the big man is untidy. Thank you so much, Armani. You're listening to Sky 99.5 FM. Deanne Green is my name. Holding it down for the caller G. Much bless. Hey, she sends her love and she sends her blessings. To all of you, she says, hey, I'm okay. The man himself, Emma Kool-Aid Green. I think we're family, you know. Listen, we have some family, Emma Kool-Aid. We have another cousin by the name of Travis. Then we have a cousin by the name of Steve. And then we have another cousin by the name of Al. I'm supposed to talk to Al tomorrow, you know, tomorrow morning. And me and Al are supposed to have a chat. You tune into Sky 99.5 FM. Dion Green is my name, holding it down. Vocology. You know, I can't do it like Carla. Carla has a different kind of energy. I don't have. She has that vibe. This is City 105. Saying good morning to you. I hope your day is going fine. I hope everything is blessed and highly flavored, highly favored. And no one can spoil your day now. Now you know how to handle it. We'll get some more to come in on the Christian perspective. Tell us definitely how you handle negativity. So I'm going to take your calls in just a bit. You're listening to Sky 99.5 FM. You know the numbers to call.
We take your calls now. 625-2759. 624-7729.
How do you deal with negativity? Rising just said, any kind of advice are going so, you know. Hey, let me say good morning to Innocence of Maloney. Hey, innocence. We are having a gorgeous, beautiful day today. She says, morning, Brother D. Blessed morning to you and to the Sky family. I'm washing and in your company. Love you all. Thank you so much. Hello, good morning, welcome.
Hi, blessed and pure in heart. Good morning, Mr. Green.
Yeah, good morning, Reverend Bishop. How are you doing
morning.
Today? How are you doing today, sir?
Listening, wonderful topic.
Oh, blessings. What do you think about it?
It's wonderful. It's wonderful, but according to a sister from somewhere along, she called, she said, I leave that in God's hand, yes? Because I understand what she's trying to say, because as you know, you rightly said, as a reverend minister of God, you know, you read the Bible, and the Bible says things like, you know, love your neighbors, love yourself, let's start with our neighbors. And you know, you're trying, as one of the sisters said, you're trying. But there's a little portion that, I don't know if it's a script here. Yes, you say, accept me to change the things that I cannot change. Mm-hmm. Help me, Pastor Green.
I forget how that goes.
Accept me to change the thing that I cannot change. In other words, you know, there are certain things that the things that we cannot change, but it can change according to deep in prayer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you know, I have a problem, and that problem will take me a long time. I love this topic, eh? Mm-hmm. But first of all, I love this topic because mm-hmm. you've got to be strong mm-hmm. to face some of the attitude of some people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because still staying with neighbors.
Yes.
Because you have some neighbors, you try with them, you do everything to make sure that they are comfortable, but they continue to do everything to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah, boy, neighbors.
You will tell your children, hey, what me and the neighbor have as long ago is not your business.
Mm-hmm.
It is your duty to say morning, but they will tell the children, don't say morning to me.
Yeah, yeah, of course, yeah.
You know, this is the thing that sometimes we say, you what the very said neighbor will take rubbish to, so even in your place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you will try the best. Oh, neighbor, what you want? What's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
By the time you turn your back and gone, nobody there, they do something radical again mm-hmm. towards you.
Mm-hmm.
Things happen to them, you're right there with them.
And some people wish that the Bible never say love your neighbors, eh?
Repeat that again for me, brother.
I said some people wish the Bible said they wish the Bible never said to love your neighbors. They wish that was not in the Bible.
Yeah, my tongue close to say yes. I mean, very in Jesus' name, you know. But thank God for Jesus.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
Trust me, mm-hmm. Brother Green.
Yes, sir.
This topic is a very edifying one. It's mm-hmm. one to build us strong because you know, because look, I was telling my wife a while ago, we're listening to the topic.
Mm-hmm.
When God realized the behavior of Pharaoh,
mm-hmm.
he opened the water to escape his people.
Mm-hmm.
He knew that Pharaoh is a determined man. He sent out crapo, he sent out all the frogs that all what he could have to put a fear in him.
Only frogs that have.
you know, to put a fear.
Yeah.
That individual was ordained by the devil, so he come to do a special job.
So then therefore there's a takeaway. Takeaway probably is that God is going to deal with it.
Well, yes, I like how you use the word probably, you know, perspective, but to the end
probably,
of the day, I like flesh and blood.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, flesh and blood called human man that accept the Lord as a brother say,
mm-hmm.
we are not Christian, but don't go down that road.
Yeah, to
the end of the day, because I think my brother from Sandoz explained, because he say, when we accept the Lord, we have a little song with us saying, I'm a brand creation. And I'm a brand new man.
Oh boy.
Old things have passed away. And I'm a born again. So, meaning to say you have a renewal of life.
That's right.
But many times I think we had a renewal of life, but mm-hmm. we do not have. That's why I believe Trinidad is so fortunate that mm-hmm. we have a slogan that go production, tolerance, and peace, something to that.
Yeah, peace.
But I love this topic, and you put me to do some homework, and I will. But trust me. To lift your eyes onto the hills from whence cometh our help.
Yeah,
there are some neighbors that just provocative. There are some people, young people, and not young people alone, because
mm-hmm.
when we, the adults,
mm-hmm,
behave
mm-hmm,
in such a way,
mm-hmm.
the children too become very disrespectful in the community.
Yeah. Yes.
Brother Green, so much to say on that, I'd rather to listen. Trust me, I leave that to God and Jesus.
Yeah, but I can hear it. I can hear it, boy. I can hear it in your heart, Reverend Bishop.
Mr. Kala, good morning. I hear you coming along with that.
Yeah, ma'am. Blessings. Thank you so much.
All right.
Hello, good morning, welcome. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, how are you today?
It's the same person who...
Oh, you called back. All right, beautiful, go ahead.
Message.
Yes, message.
What the gentleman was saying there before, is he a pastor?
That's Reverend Bishop.
Reverend Bishop.
Yeah, that is... Oh gosh, I keep calling him Reverend Bishop so much that I forgot
his name. Yes. Yes. It is not easy when you are trying and you're asking God to help you.
Oh, yes. That's Pastor McKenzie. I apologize.
McKenzie, right.
Yes.
McKenzie, okay. Yeah, you're trying and you're asking God, please help me to forgive, help me to live the way you want me to live. And the more you try, the harder you try, you know, the devil pushes some people's buttons. So, he's behind you, but he uses the people to get at you.
Right.
You understand where I'm coming from?
Of course, of course.
Right.
Of course.
So, you would pass and say, good morning, and one would pretend they didn't hear you, and the next one would kind of shrug you off, and he would say, and then they will come and start telling you off and telling you things, and you're looking at them. And you're saying in your mind, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And you're just saying, Jesus, Jesus. And they are going on and on and on and on and on. And then eventually you reach breaking point, eh? And you're very quiet. You tell them, please do not shout at me. Better come back again, eh? So, what did the gentleman say just now? He said something about if you can't, I was listening to him, if you can't,
If there's a certain thing that you cannot change.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the Bible says you have to change yourself. You know, you have to do some changes within yourself. So this is what I was asking the Lord to do, help me to change. Help me to forgive.
Yes.
You know. But it goes on for about a week or two, three, and then it starts again. And you have to go back to God again and say, well, Lord, please forgive me. I'm tired, you know, and it's been going on for years and years and years and years. And you just have to keep going back to God again. So, we are a work in progress.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna. When Carla comes back, she's gonna. I'm gonna ask Carla to deal with that.
Yeah, we are in a work. We all are in a work in progress.
Yeah.
So we have to keep on praying about situations that is a little bit difficult for us to handle.
Yes.
And cast our cares upon it.
Oh, no problem. For sure.
I thank the gentleman for his speech that he put in there just now, McKenzie. And good morning to all. I think I gave my shouts already. So, have yourself a pleasant day and a pleasant week until we hear from you again.
Oh, beautiful.
All right.
Bye-bye. Guys, I've got a voice note coming up from Carla Gino. Carla G wants y'all to know that she caught the bouquet at the wedding of Mr. Alexander and Julie Mango. Well, let me just say Julia. No, I kind of cut off that mango. I'll call it Mr. and Mrs. Alexander. I'm gonna play it in a bit. Or you can send us your WhatsApp messages on 333-9950. We're talking about how do you deal with negativity and negative people. On the Christian perspective, how are you dealing with that? I see some people there are some jealous people here now. When I started talking about my cousins. M.A. Kool-Aid, Green, and Al, and Steve, and Travis. Hey, let me get what's a call by Travis. We'll send Travis a WhatsApp message just now. Cousin Travis. Situation, and he told me that he sent me a WhatsApp message and said that he'll make a way. So I said, thank you so much, Travis. Thank you so much. I asked him if he was coming to, I don't know if he's coming to Trinidad for to visit a family for the Christmas thing. What's going on? So that's what we're discussing today, you know. How do you deal with negativity and negative people? You go to work, you've got that neighbor throwing rubbish in your yard, trying to get that 1 foot or 2 feet on the bound. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. They poison your dog. They cut down your mango tree. Lord, that right on the bone, man. They're noisy. A lot of noise. How you dealing with that? Let me say good morning to Mr. Earl Pierre. He says, hey, how to deal with negative people who just aren't going away. Let me see what he sent here. He says, number one, don't buy into their negativity. Number two, don't allow yourself to become infected with toxic negativity. Number three, you are not their problem solver. It is not your job to make an unhappy person happy. Wait, boy. Number four, give yourself a break. Number five, hold your tongue. Number six, take charge of the conversation and be the light. Thank you so much, Earl Pierre. Here's a wise man. Hello, good morning, welcome.
Morning to Brother D.
Hey, good morning, man. How are you doing?
Not to be mistaken with any other listening out of that.
Exactly so, sir. Exactly so. How are you doing today?
Great, man. From Sugarwanas, it's the sweetest part of Trinidad. It's looking lovely.
Yeah, they call it Sugarwanas, isn't it?
Sugar.
Yeah, sweet. But Sugarwanas.
That's right.
So, talk to me.
Good morning to you and good morning to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And as Mr. McKenzie would usually say, thank the Lord for everything.
Yeah.
Continue to repeat that. I remember a scenario by Dion.
Yes.
I left the comfort of my home. Now hear this. I left the comfort of my home to went and assist a situation. And then the whole thing backfire after. And I say to the Lord, I say, Lord, I leave the comfort of my home. Mean when they to be paid or anything like that. I went and assist.
Right.
And so, of course, you know, after you rant and rave, you know, these still soft voices usually pop up after.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be like me? You know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You want to be like me, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, I say, yeah. But did you know I had to be wounded? If I wasn't wounded, I couldn't forgive. Before forgiveness comes, I had to be wounded first.
Mm-hmm.
Before they do all the kind of thing, I had to... Before I respond, things had to be done to me first.
Mm-hmm.
So some people wouldn't pray unless something happened.
Yeah.
Some people wouldn't know to jump in the word and know what the word say until they reach a scenario where they ain't had no choice. So the Bible say iron sharpen iron. That's true or not? True or false?
True.
it didn't say Christian iron sharpening, Christian iron. I never said that, you know. It said iron sharpening iron. And so therefore, things are going to come to sharpen us. And it never say coming from Christian people. It's coming. Or coming from the enemy. It never said. It said iron sharpening iron. So things are going to come our way.
Yes.
To cause us to develop muscles, to cause us to develop skills, because it now means I have to approach this situation different. I now have to learn. I now have to now treat with this matter differently.
Yeah.
I now have to now learn to think different. I now have to learn to pray different. And if these things do happen to us, we wouldn't learn some of the things we learn.
Oh, truly.
And a perfect example of the children of Israel, when they were in Egypt, when you read, as soon as the pressure became to apply to them, you see that they began to multiply. You don't ever grow in good times. So I'll leave you with that for now.
Man, that is powerful. Thank you so much, man.
Do not grow in good times, Leon.
That's right. That's right.
I'll repeat that one more time. You do not grow in good times. So things come our way to force us to think differently, look different, behave different, and of course, to respond differently. So let it come on. We may not like it all the time, but it's purpose. Whatever we are working it out for his good.
And something definitely you mentioned, and whenever you are praying for God to make you like him, or you want to be like Jesus, then you need to expect that things are going to get a little difficult for you.
Yes, and boy, I said, Lord, but I live the comfort of my home. You know, God will answer the question we ask him. You do answer the question we ask him. Because, you see, many times I discovered, dear, many times we talk, we either talking from our head or we talking from our heart. And God answers the questions of the heart and not the head.
Oh, truly.
I had to learn that sometime. So, I think 95 seconds of this, so let me leave somebody at the chat.
Thank you so much, man. God bless you.
Blessings to you, bro.
Yeah, man. Thank you for the word. Or you can send me that WhatsApp message at 323-9950. Talking about, do you deal with negativity and negative people? Oh, man, we're getting some really good responses. Well, thank you so much. Hello, good morning, welcome. Hello,
yeah, good morning.
Good morning
to you.
Good morning, Innocence. How are you doing?
Not complaining.
Beautiful.
Just happy to be alive and here this morning. Thanking God. I'm washing, but I have to jump in this your topic.
Okay, you finish the second load or first load?
No, well, the machine is washing.
Okay.
So I have to fill it through so it is full. Because it's the twin tub.
Oh, the twin tub, all right.
Yes.
So tell me, what's on your mind? What do you think?
Are you getting a feedback by chance?
No, I'm good.
Okay, all right. You know, they say that in this world, we learn from each and everyone. And everyone have our mindset.
Yes.
I once heard a minister said he literally cried because he wanted to save all marriages. And then he come to a conclusion that he could only save some and those who are willing to be saved.
Right.
So it comes the same way that you will have negative people. And you can change the mind of some negative people who want you to help them change their mind. And some of them are going to die and set in the way that they're just not changing their mind. That's how they want to think.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, I will try with people who I'm a person positive.
Right.
If I'm going somewhere, I pray for it. And if I reach there, and for some reason it didn't work out, I'm not going to be angry. I said, you know something, Lord, that is not what you had for me. You have better for me. And I leave it alone. And trust me, it works out that way. Now, I remember one time I was speaking to somebody, so I asked them a question. I said, if a storm is coming, what will you do? And the three of them said to me,
who will be running to pick up the children, who will be running to the grocery. And they were like, you know, the brains are scattered all over.
Mm-hmm.
And I stood up and I listened to them and I said to them, I said, you know what I will do if I know a storm is coming?
Mm-hmm.
I will first pray and ask God to send that storm back into the sea, mm-hmm. that no lives will be lost. Mm-hmm. And then maybe think I didn't have flour and sugar, so I'll run and get that, mm-hmm. and have it at home.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, you, as the pastor was saying, some people you can sit down and talk to, you know, and they will take what you say and work with it and build their life and say, you know, from now on I will do good, and they take the positive and they go with it. And some people, no matter what you tell them, they stay negative. You telling them, if you reach there, that a manhole will fall in it. They rather fall in the manhole and then know it have a manhole,
mm-hmm.
and then they will say to you, I'm sorry, I didn't listen to you, you know, I fell down in the manhole.
Mm-hmm.
So you could only, you understand, build the confidence and mind of people,
yes.
who want to, you know, go forward and understand positive,
mm-hmm.
and then those who want to stay negative. You can pray about it. Ask God to turn their heart around, because how do God deal with us with our negative ways?
Mm-hmm.
When I was coming, look what I want to do. Everybody went, they went and buy all the whole of the Lysol, you know, and some people need to think about the Lysol. For some people, it's trolleys and Lysol and toilet paper go. And Corona didn't need that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so when the Lysol done, what will you do? You turn it back to the same thing I will turn to, which is what hand sanitizer, you know. So good thing they didn't know the hand sanitizer, could have bought all the hand sanitizer. So you could only get people who have it embedded into them that they want to always go forward, and you could encourage them to put positive in everything. No matter what is the outcome of it, positive. And if you have those, you will try and try and try, and you will die trying, and it's still stay negative.
Well, therefore, do you think it is about asking God to change the person, or to make us able in the situation, or to prepare us, or to make us strong in the situation?
Well, both.
Okay.
For us to be stronger,
mm-hmm.
and also for the person.
Okay.
Yes, because it is sometimes, just as Peter was walking on the water,
mm-hmm.
and he kept his eyes on Jesus,
right.
and then he take a blink and realize he's walking on water. Mm-hmm. It could happen to us, you know.
Okay.
Sometimes the devil have forward sent people, and we knowing this is the right way we have been going all the time, mm-hmm. and boom, you understand,
right.
it happens.
Okay.
We get into the negative lane,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But as a child of God, I does always see, when you realize something is wrong, you say, no, why am I here? I'm supposed to be over there with the positive light, and you cross back over.
Okay.
So it's for us to build our spiritual life, to continue being positive,
mm-hmm.
and also pray for those who are negative, that God will give them peace, you understand?
Yes.
And turn their heart around to understand that they have to trust Him no matter what. And there is where they start to build the confidence in being positive. And go something and work out, don't be angry. Say, Lord, that is not what you have for me, you know. You have better for me. And continue building and building and building, you understand, your thoughts in positive.
Okay, okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, Innocence.
You're welcome, my darling. And do have a blessed day. I'm in your company.
Thank you so much. And let me say good morning to Ken Nigel Charles. That's my cousin. Hey, good morning, Ken. Hope you're having a good day today. Ken says he definitely agrees with Suzanne and Pastor as well. 624-7729-625-2759. And dealing with, how do you deal with negative people, negative situations? Let me say good morning to the blood bank of, that's Mount Hope, a blood bank. I want to believe, yes, man. Good morning to Ria Thomas. Good morning to you. Good morning to Shivani, to Anne-Marie, and to Phyllis. And a happy early birthday to Shivani's momsy, celebrating her birthday on the 16th. Hope you have a beautiful, beautiful day. Talking about negativity, negative people, and how do you deal with it? And so far, you know, we've gotten some very interesting comments. Because you're inside the Christian perspective. Love to hear from you. Hello, good morning, welcome.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I'm not sure what your name is. Linda?
You can call me Dion.
Dion?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Morning, Dion.
Good morning to you.
I want to ask you, you know, every place you go now, you have to wash your hands.
Yes.
And they are taking your temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they used to take your temperature. They used to put it by your forehead. And
yeah, by your head.
People objected.
Mm-hmm.
So now they are doing it by your wrist.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I heard a lady on this program said, she ain't doing that.
Right.
That is the mark of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that.
Okay.
Right now, okay, people talk about the forehead, but you have to do it. They're doing it by your wrist now.
Mm-hmm.
Would you object, like say you go into any supermarket, wherever they're doing it,
mm-hmm.
and say, I am not taking that because the mark of the beast? Would you object to letting them take your temperature?
No, no, I wouldn't do it.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was shocked when I heard that, and I'm saying, but what?
Mm-hmm.
These people carry this thing to another level.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes just like, you know, my swearing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Some people, and want to go, there's a young man down by me when
right.
he was arrested.
Mm-hmm.
He is anti-wearing masks and pandemic. He's saying the COVID is a lie and mark up all over the place, and well, he has answered charges for all sorts of things.
Right.
So, this, now, I always say, you have people who will be thinking negative.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I spoke to that young man,
mm-hmm.
and I tried to reason with him, I said, but how, I said, because he has a young child.
Right.
Child could be 2-3 years, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but if you go out at this rate, you don't go in the bank, you don't go in the grocery, how are you saying you're not wearing any mask?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he appeared before the magistrate,
mm-hmm.
he had, well, you know, they carrying you in.
Right.
While, when the police arrested him.
Right.
I tried to reason with him and say, what it is you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
The pandemic is a lie, COVID is a lie, and all sorts of foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, when I realized I wasn't getting nowhere with him,
yeah.
I just had to tell him, I say, okay, brother, you know, I say, because I don't understand where you're going to purchase stuff,
mm-hmm.
because most of the places is, well, the mask wasn't mandatory then,
right.
but it's wash your hands before you enter.
Mm-hmm.
I went to mass in Westmall, I didn't even know you can go in there with the shades on.
Right.
And the hat, well,
okay.
I had to, I knew about the hat,
mm-hmm.
because the bank started the hat
you
business.
Have to, yeah,
but
take
you cannot go into Massey with your hat on,
mm-hmm.
and worse get a shade, because you and the guy told me, you they cannot see your face, so
yeah,
your mask on, shades on, hat. What, you know what he told me?
Mm-hmm.
I had to take the hat off there in Allen's Glen, Massey.
Right.
The guy told me, if I turn the hat back to front of us, or Will Smith used to wear it,
yes.
he said you can go in because the issue is to see your face.
Yeah, because you already have the mask on.
The mask on.
So they can't see any features of,
exactly.
of the person at
so
all.
So right. I understood the security was very pleasant at Allen's Glen, Massey,
mm-hmm.
and he explained to me, and I turned it around.
Mm-hmm.
I even made him laugh because I told him, I say, oh gosh, my son will laugh to hear I have to turn my hat backwards.
You should have taken a picture.
For wearing this hat back front, I used to really be annoyed.
Quarrel. Okay.
Right? So, you know, that is what he told me I had to do, and I did it to enter because
okay.
I wanted to go and get my groceries. So you have a blessed day and reach home safely.
Thank you so much, my lady. God bless you real good.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Guys, I have a voice note from the lady herself, Miss Carla G. So don't you can't go anywhere, no. You gotta stay right here. No Carla vibes, so you'll need to stay here. Got a message for you. Hello, good morning, welcome.
Good morning, Dion. How are you?
Well, I'm all right. How are you doing?
I am good. This is Verna from Arima.
Yes, Verna from Arima. Verna is now going to read that second time message that you sent there now.
Why I call is what the lady now said there about the lady that said she not taking she not putting her hand to take the temperature. It's true.
Right.
She really said that, and I was lying down here and saying, but how that could be the mark of the beast?
Mm-hmm.
How that could be? Because, you know, they turn away a lady a day.
Right.
When they took the temperature, it was over the 38 or 37 and a half, and she couldn't go into the grocery.
Right.
They let her stay outside and ask somebody to bring what she wanted because of her temperature.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't allow her. So how that could be the mark of the beast?
Now, I don't want to go too much into that topic. That's not my topic for today.
I'll tell you something.
I want to believe they heard the term forehead.
Yeah.
You know, written in their forehead and their hands.
Yeah.
And I guess they believe their perspective is that if they are putting this thing to their foreheads and they're saying it is mandatory, then that is the mark of the beast. That is their view.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that is maybe where they're getting that from. Although we would, if you're studying the word and you're understanding the word, then you would understand it's not. But I'm thinking that is possibly where they get the interpretation of the word, and that is what I think that they're getting.
That they're thinking because the mark of the tell about this chip is a chip.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not a chip, it just seeing how your temperature is, and you will ask them how much it is. I normally ask them, and
right.
They will say 37, they will say 35.
Mm-hmm.
And I.
What, 37?
As the lady calling and said that, I said, let me just. You know, said it's true. The lady really said she not taking it because that is the mark of the beast. So I just wanted to just go with her what she said.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, man. I understand. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Enjoy your day.
You as well. All right. Blessings.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I was going to ask if that's your ass right then, or if that's your hair in that pic there. I wanted to know. Yeah, Verna. Verna had mentioned that people are so negative. I have some neighbor. Long time we used to have fallouts, and now we are the best of friends. So sometimes it's not to tell them anything. It is to leave them to God. But Dion, you are... And Linda. Yeah, man. You know, Verna, maybe sometime again, we can speak about that, about the neighbors, because, you know, people are always having problems, you would hear, with neighbors. And so, maybe you can speak about that another time, or even as Carl is here, speak about those neighbors, man. How do you deal with that? Because you are saying that you had some neighbors, used to have some falling outs over the past years. So what did you do? What happened? Yeah, man, we need to know. Definitely need to know what's going on there. Hello, good morning, welcome.
Oh, Lord. Dion?
Yes.
Pleasant, good morning.
Morning, how are you going?
I'm going blessed in Jesus' name.
That's nice to hear.
But, I just calling to say that, my sister-in-law had passed away yesterday. The one with the cancer, was battling with cancer.
Oh my goodness.
She has passed away yesterday morning, too, you know.
I'm really sorry to hear this.
Yeah, well, when the time is there, we have to go to the Creator, you know.
Mm.
When you take a number, a call, you have to go.
Yes.
And, you know, cancer is a thing that have you suffering.
Yeah.
In and out. Yeah. So, I thank God and I celebrate that death.
This is Agatha Charles, right?
Yes, Agatha Charles.
I was just thinking about y'all yesterday and Donna. It's Donna.
Yes, Donna is hanging in on Saturday because on the 15th Geneva go having Geneva. 3 years since she died.
Yes, I was thinking about Geneva just yesterday.
Yes,
and I was playing the song that she likes. I was just thinking about Donna and how she's doing.
Donna is hanging in there, and this death come now. That's my husband's sister who died.
Okay, I'm really sorry to hear that.
Battling with the cancer, yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I want to
thank God for the family in Sandy Grandy, the Jones family,
yeah,
that we all will be strong in God.
Yeah.
Because they know when he do his work and he say his journey is over, it's over. And we thank God to give all of them the strength. Because they go on and they help out a lot with their sister.
Yeah.
Brothers, sure. Everyone, nieces, nephew, everyone was there supporting, even the doctor.
Oh, that's great.
Now one of the family is a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So we beg God for her and all.
Yeah.
That God release, he make a release. So we celebrate, but we ain't make no date of funeral as yet.
Okay.
So I want to tell all my Sky family this morning, just let me lift up the Jones family and them in strength, because some of them are with us.
Mm-hmm.
But as I told them yesterday, this is not a time to break down, but this is a time to rejoice and be celebrating.
Oh,
because we have to celebrate the good works that God did.
Yeah.
Through the last. Because God go give no sickness, but he released his children and them to the bondage that true. They going through.
Truly.
So, Kala Jane, I want to say pleasant good morning to you, baby girl, right? You see, I want to hear you on the air. You just get up. Can stop in the name of Jesus. I want to say official good morning to all your family. Carla, be strong. I love you in the name of Jesus. And get well. Get better to come back on the air. Because I know you'll get well in Jesus' name. God had always already touched you and lift you up from all what you're going through. Because you want it back on the air. And Dion, I want to say pleasant good morning to you and all your family.
Thank you so much. Richard.
And Phil and all of you, I want to say pleasant good morning to all of you. Sister Elizabeth, I want to say pleasant good morning to you, Nita. Auntie Nita, good morning to you. Brother Mackenzie, you and your wife, everyone on my Sky family. Mr. Santa Cruz, good morning to you and all your family. God richly bless you. But beyond the topic that you was going through just now, babe.
Uh-huh.
Dion, I had lived in this in Malabar where I live. And I have 12 years and more since God placed me here.
Yes.
And as a child, when you see people move and you enter your God, you have to pray for them and say, God, I ask you that if you could manifest yourself into these people.
Right.
The things that they're doing,
mm-hmm.
that they could know God, you is real and you is alive,
mm-hmm.
and he's looking down at the things that they do.
Mm-hmm.
That you could touch them, Father. That you could change them. You could turn them around. Turn their heart around. And bring it to a heart of love.
Yeah.
And peace, God. Because you say, blessed is the peacemaker, Father God.
Yes.
And you know, I just tell God that I'm a child of his.
Mm-hmm.
I walk the way that my Father teach me to walk. Love one another as he loved me.
Yes.
But sometimes, Dion, sometimes mm-hmm. we never do things to us and we have to just say, Lord, I left it in your hands.
Definitely.
Let your will be done.
Definitely.
Because I cannot do nothing for it.
Mm-hmm.
But God could do.
Yes.
And he could do it abundantly, spiritually and physically.
Truly.
So, Dion, I have a problem. The other day, not too long, I have a pumpkin tree to the back of the yard. And the branch just fits over. Just come over the bone. My neighbor, wife said, if you didn't tell you about it to cut it, I would have cut you really bad.
Hmm.
I had a Zabuka tree, she blazed me. And what I say, Jesus, you take charge mm-hmm. of my sister. I love you, but God, you know, I cannot say nothing more than you take charge. I went, I've taken my husband to the ladder. And I cut it with my husband. Cut and I pull the branch and I cut. Not a leaf fall over and I cut it. And I stand up to the tree silent
mm-hmm.
and I say, Lord, I couldn't make that tree spread the, but you is the one spread the tree.
All right,
and I cut it for peace.
All right.
So when Brother Mackenzie was talking this morning, it's not easy. When I look to the fence, I go see children go play, they go drop a bottle there. They go drop a paper there. I will go with my shovel and my broom and pick it up. Because I'm not fences yet.
Mm-hmm.
But they come in a lot. They bite at love. But I want to know, tell them, I carry, do you hear me?
Yes, exactly. I'm in here.
I carry nothing with me. Nothing I come with, nothing I go with, more than the good that I do on this land for my father, and I want to do good. This is not my home.
Right.
But I just passing through.
Thank you.
You understand? So
thank you so much.
The person I'm passing through, I want to pass through and leave a, what I call it, a name behind, a good name.
Right.
What about you?
Thank
a
you.
Blessed name. That this lady was a nice lady.
Right.
She was good and she got. Mm-hmm. She never, this is it. If your neighbor tell you damn, I will, they just tell me damn, but I don't even say, play music hard. I don't care. I say, God, deaf my ears. But I want to hear your word in my head. I'll come and sit down on my courtship at Bible and sit down and pray. Because today is the blessed day. Today is the blessed day. Blessed is the day that the Lord has made. We all shall rejoice and give him the praise and give him the glory and the honor for this bread that we see, the rising of the sun to the going down of the sun. God's name is worthy to be praised.
Thank you so much, Agatha Charles. Thank you.
Dion, so I bless myself with my God every morning.
Yes, ma'am. We give thanks.
And I want you to play something good for the Jones family, that they will lift up themselves.
All right.
And they will know that God is there for them, and he always there.
I'm gonna see
as
what
he
I
move on, he will replace one back.
I'm gonna see what
glory
I can do,
to
right?
His name.
Amen.
So all my Sky family, I love you all. But you know today, today's a V. Sometimes we just have to look at each our sins and grief to bear. What a mighty privilege to carry. We take everything to our God in prayer.
I'm gonna
be to God.
Thank you so much. God bless
you. Dion,
bless
you.
Thank you. Amen. It's now 4 minutes to the hour of 9 o'clock. We've got a man himself, Mr. Lyndon Mahan. He's up next and he's ready to go. So listen, I told you that I got a message from Carla G. She wants to send a message of love to the people. So I'm going to play that in just a bit. You're listening to Sky 99.5 FM. Hey, let me say good morning. Let me make sure I got the name right. Let me say good morning to my good pal, Mr. Austin, and to Maurice. They're probably on their way to work. So let me say good morning to you guys. Hope you're having an excellent and a beautiful day today. Let me get this one. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Carla G. Sending some love. Let's see.
Morning, my Sky family. Carla G here. How are you guys doing this morning? I just want to say good morning and shout out to all my Sky family members. I am well. I am not sick. I know a lot of people have been calling and saying they heard that I wasn't well. But contrary to what you guys have heard, I am very much well and I'm doing okay. God is still in control. We're still doing this. It's coming close to the Christmas season, so I'm hoping to be back on with you guys soon. Also, any of you guys wanting to still contribute to our project, you guys can call us at 392-8769 or 498-1770, or you can call Pastor Muhammad at 343-7511 in case you don't get her. But you can call me at those numbers. Let me know what are we doing. And good morning to you, Tasma. Good morning also to the beautiful newest couple of the Sky family, Mr. and Mrs. Alexander. Good morning, my darlings. I had such an awesome time with them on Saturday. Myself, Innocence, and Carla from Just My Size, which that was the last minute invite. But we all had an awesome time with the newlyweds. It was an awesome celebration, from the reception and the church service. Everything was awesome. I want to thank Julie and Mr. Alexander for, really allowing us to be a part of this event. Had it not been for COVID, we would have been able to invite more members of the Sky family. But because of COVID, there were limited gathering numbers. It's just 10. But God is good. Guys, I tried to share with you guys as much as I could on my Facebook page and those of you that have me on WhatsApp. God bless you. I miss you again. My numbers to call are 392-8769 or 498-1770. Guys, do have an awesome Monday. I am, again, not sick. I am doing well. And I just want to let you guys know that I love you with the love of the Lord. Love you, my Sky family. I miss you. Enjoy your Monday. Yes, my Sky family. Continue to keep me and my children in your prayers. We really need it at this point in time in our lives. You know, God bless you guys. I love you again. I miss you. Just awaiting approvals and clearance in order to come back. But God is good. I love you guys. I really, really miss you guys. Love you.
I know definitely that your heart's lifted. I know that you're feeling okay. I've heard that sigh of relief. I know you're right, okay? So, Karen says, she says, one more thing. Kill them with love. And it was suggested, I asked Karen, should we blow kisses to them? Blow some kisses to those negative people, right? Hey guys, thank you so much for being here with me this morning on Sky 99.5 FM. I hope you have a beautiful day. I hope you have a wonderful day. And you have all the options now how to deal with negative energies and negative people. You know how to do this thing, all right? You'll make it. You'll be able to go through the day now, put it in the hands of God, show them the love of God. And as Earl Pierce said, hold your tongue, take charge of the conversation, be the light, and everything should be all right. It may not turn out the way that you're going, you know, but the thing is, we've got to position ourselves. You have to position yourself. Suzanne, thank you for your contribution, and also Pastor and our friend from Chase Village. Thank you so much. Lyndon Mahan, he's up next. Sky 99.5 FM, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
This is Sky 99.5 FM.